Module 13. Do as the Romans do. First listen and then answer the question below. How did the writer feel about the experience of having a meal in a restaurant in Moscow? And why? An old saying goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. I learned the meaning of this when I studied in Russia. One day, I invited some of my Chinese friends to a famous local restaurant in Moscow. My guests and I were excited from visiting Red Square, and happy about our meeting. We chatted warmly, until the waiter told me that we were talking too loud. We turned our voices lower. But this didn't last long. The waiter came over to us two more times with the same message. How bad an impression we must have left on the local people. In China, it's natural and important for a host to make a lively atmosphere. However, in Russia and Western countries, having a meal in a public place means you are supposed to keep your voice low. If not, it means you are impolite to others. I felt sad about this experience. Another custom I found is much more interesting and useful. My Russian friend, Andrei, always looks around, and thinks for a while, before leaving home. I asked him when he did this. Aha, Andrei said, in Russia, people always spend about a minute going over things and plans in their minds before leaving, so that they can make sure anything necessary won't be left behind in this way. What a great custom! At first, I always felt nervous about whether I was expected to act like this, or not in Russia. Now I realize that finding the differences between customs is very interesting. We should keep our eyes and minds open in the face of different customs.